Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Chet Nichols. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartsfield moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartsfield scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nichols for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartsfield moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. St. Clair drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McLish out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Addis for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Addis, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Connors goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0 for 1 in the game. St. Clair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Stock now pitching. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixas. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Mixas steals second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 2 in the game. Addis hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to third. Connors moves to second. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. St. Clair hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Marquez pinch hits for George Estock. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Payne now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sauer. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Sauer steals second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartsfield bunts in front of the plate. Burgess picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burgess. Hartsfield moves to second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-3 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Jethro reaches second base with a double. Hartsfield scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jethro scores. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-3 in the game. Addis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Addis moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing third base. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Connors. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Connors steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Connors moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a pop-up towards third. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Cal McLish. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hartsfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Sain now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.